This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that harvest festivals like Pongal strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. Mr. Modi was speaking after participating in the celebrations of the harvest festival of Pongal, organized at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, in New Delhi today. He said Pongal celebrates the vibrant Tamil culture and bond with nature. He asserted that Tamil culture is a shared heritage of the entire nation and humanity at large.
Hamari Tamil Sanskruti pure Bharat ki saji virasat hai. Itna hi nahi, puri manavta ki ye saji virasat hai. मैं एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत की जिस भावना की बात करता हूं उसे पोंगल जैसे पर्व और सशक्त बनाते हैं. साथियों, दुनिया की लगभग सभी सभ्यताओं में फसलों से जुड़ा कोई न कोई उत्सव मनाया जाता है. तमिल संस्कृति में किसान को जीवन का आधार माना गया है.
The Prime Minister highlighted that Pongal, which gave the message of maintaining harmonious balance with nature, has emerged as a global festival cherished by Tamil community world over. He said the festival celebrates the hard work of country's farmers. Prime Minister Modi said farmers are strong partners in nation building and that their efforts are greatly strengthening the campaign for a self-reliant India. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, several union ministers including Jagat Prasad Nadda and G. Krishan Reddy and Ram Mohan Naidu also attended Pongal celebrations at Dr. L. Murugan's residence. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan marking the harvest season are being celebrated with great fervour across the country today. In Tamil Nadu and Puducherry, the vibrant festival of Pongal is in full swing. In Uttar Pradesh, thousands of devotees have gathered on the banks of sacred rivers to take the holy dip on the occasion of Makar Sankranti. In Assam, Magh Bihu and Bhogali Bihu is also being celebrated with traditional fervour. In Gujarat and other parts of western India, Uttarayan, the festivals of kites, has filled the skies with vibrant colours. President and Vice President, Prime Minister have greeted fellow countrymen on the auspicious occasion. India has advised all its nationals to leave Iran by available means of transport, including commercial flights, amid escalating protests in the West Asian country and a rapidly evolving security situation. The advisory applies to students, pilgrims, business persons, tourists and other Indian citizens present in Iran. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar today received a phone call from his Iranian counterpart Saeed Abbas Araghchi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that both the sides discussed the evolving situation in and around Iran. In Iran, human rights groups are reporting that the death toll in security crackdown on nationwide anti-government protest has crossed 2,600. U.S. President Donald Trump has said help is on its way and added that the United States would take very strong action if protesters were put to death. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that new Amrit Bharat trains mark a significant step in improving passenger comfort and connectivity. Sharing the social media post of Ministers for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav regarding flagging off of 9 Amrit Bharat Express train, Mr. Modi said other benefits including boosting commerce and the tourism. Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav yesterday had announced that 9 new Amrit Bharat Express train will be flagged off soon. The Calcutta High Court today disposed of the petition filed by the Trinamool Congress seeking preservation of confidential political data alleged seized by the Enforcement Directorate during its raids at the office and residence of political consultancy from IPAC Chief Prateek Jain in Kolkata last week. The ED informed at the court that no documents or data had been taken from IPAC's premises. Meanwhile, ED has also approached the Supreme Court with similar demands, including a request for a CBI investigation. In men's cricket, Daryl Mitchell unbeaten 131 runs. Knock helped New Zealand chase down target of 285 runs in 47.3 over and secure a big win by 7 wickets over India. And that is the end of the news bulletin.